This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Last start, he wound up with the win against Boston. So shootout time, and Lindell is the first one to go here. He'll take it to the circle, off to the right side, scores. Rips that one.
Anton Lindell, the lone scorer for the Panthers, the lone scorer of the entire shootout. Buffalo falling 3-2 overall in this one. That is our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to the post game. Brian Colesfield with you. The Sabres finishing off their road portion of the schedule with one more tomorrow in Tampa, but a loss tonight in Florida in the shootout. Sabres unable to score on Vanacek in that shootout. Quinn, Paterka, Tuck all stopped, and the Sabres fall by a 3-2 margin. We're going to get to Paul Hamilton here coming up in a moment, but our final stats brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the OT end up 3-2 in favor of the Sabres. In the game, it ends up 34-28 in favor of the Panthers. In the net, Vanacek the win. 26 saves through regulation and OT, and then a perfect 3-for-3 in the shootout. Lukanen in the loss, thought he played well, 32 saves and stopped 2 of 3 Florida attempts. The Panthers have been amazing this year in shootouts. They are now 6-0 on the season in shootouts, are they, so far this year. Individually, for the Sabres, Rasmus Dahlin leading the way with 6 shots. Yuri Kulik had 5. In terms of hits in the game, 3 for Alex Tuck, 3 for Tage Thompson, 4 for Peyton Krebs, and multiple players for the Sabres with double block shots. Bernard Docker with 2, Malenstein with 2, Lafferty with 2, as the Sabres in this game end up with 54 shot attempts, but fall 1 short to the Florida Panthers. The power play worked very well for Buffalo in this game. They got both of their goals there, and Florida went 0-for-3 on the power play. So the special teams edge went to the Sabres. That's your DynaBraid.com power play update, powered by DynaBraid Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. We'll get connected with our fans here shortly, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. You can send me your thoughts on Twitter, on X, at BrianWGR. But first, before we get to Paul Hamilton, let's take 10 seconds here as we get to the top of the hour to pause for station identification. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Panthers defeat the Sabres 3-2 in a shootout. Brian Colesfield with you here. Let's get to Paul Hamilton now for his final thoughts on this game here. And Paul, the OT was entertaining. Both teams had opportunities to score, which obviously then we saw none. It led to a shootout where Lindell had the lone goal, but the Sabres clearly could have won it in overtime. They had some looks.
Yeah, Tage Thompson tried. I mean, he came through and he just couldn't get the shot off. He actually had Vanacek beaten, but he couldn't, you know, after he made the move to the backhand, he just couldn't get the shot off. There was a lot of traffic. He was trying to swing at it. You know, it was just kind of bad luck there. There was some luck in this game. I mean, there's bad luck there. The Panthers' first goal comes off the back wall weird, and you know, they get some good luck there. So, you know, there's a little bit of luck that goes into a game. And for Thompson, he had the yawning cage staring at him, but he just couldn't get his stick on it. He was just tied up and did the best he could there. So it was a great overtime. It was entertaining. Great to see the Sabres hustle back a couple of times to break up some what looked like dangerous plays. Lukanen made some great saves. I think for Lukanen, that's his second straight good start.
Yeah.
You know, I think now he's had put two good starts in a row together, and you know, good for him. I mean, you know, he needed some confidence, and I think he can get it through there. You go to the shootout. I know J.J. Paterka recently has been successful in the shootout, but he is the second worst player on the Sabres when it comes to shootouts. Norris is the only one that's worse. He's 2-for-7. Now, after that miss, I'm not sure I'd go there, although, you know, Tage Thompson missed his last one, but, you know, Tage Thompson's been 8-for-24 in his career. I mean, Quinn, of course, is going to take it. He's now 5-for-9. Tuck is third on the team, 12-for-27 at 4-for-44. I said Norris. I'm sorry. I meant Zucker. Zucker is 1-for-6. Paterka is 2-for-7. Norris is 3-for-9. He is a 3-33, as is Thompson and Dahlin. So, I don't know. I guess it's just a feeling the coaches have for shootouts. You really can't say too much. Most of them just got go by feel. You know, Paterka did get the tying goal, you know, and lately in shootouts he's been better. It took him a while to get on the board, but he has. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm being picky here.
I would have liked to have seen Thompson shoot.
Yeah, there's a couple of things in the game.
I guess I'll throw my 2 cents on there.
Yeah, I think it's embarrassing that you lost to a team that didn't have their top four scorers in the game to a point, but you also got goalied by Vanacek, who just has your number. It's as simple as that. And he made some great saves. The Sabres had great opportunities to score on him and only got two. They really couldn't convert any other ones. So, I don't know. Is it embarrassing? Somewhat, I guess. But, you know, Reinhardt, Barkov, Tkachuk, Bennett, Ekblad aren't in the lineup, and you still can't beat this team. You get a point out of it. You lost in a shootout. But, again, I can listen to they got goalied also. I mean, they probably played well enough to win, but Vanacek was the difference in the game.
Paul, let's break down the Sabres' goal in the third period. It happens literally as the penalty is ending. There was a lot of perimeter passing on the 5-on-3 to the point where I was sitting here saying, are they going to not get one quality, really good look here? But they literally did as the time of the penalty ran out.
That might have been the worst 5-on-3 I've seen for 2 minutes. It was just like they killed it themselves. Florida didn't have to do anything other than hang out.
Yeah.
You know, and then Dahlin, did he miss the net, I think? And then it came back to him, and that's when he passed the puck over to Paterka, and they got the goal. I believe I have that right. You know, Tuck was able to retrieve it and then, you know, get it over to Dahlin to Paterka. And by the way, I'm looking at that. That's a bad – that's not looking good for Owen Power at all. That is a – it makes me sick to look at that, the way his knee got buckled under him. He was not able to finish the game. You hope the kid's okay, but I'm not going to play doctor here. But that makes me ill to see how that play developed. Hopefully the kid is okay. He was not able to return. But, they got the goal 1 second before it ended. You know, the penalties were at 10:19, and they scored at 12:18. So it doesn't matter as long as you get the goal. I guess it's fine. And you took a minute and 59 seconds to do it, but you did it.
Yep. Yeah. Paul did. I'm sorry. Power did not return, as you mentioned. Verhaeghe kind of fell on the front of his skate, which means the leg really couldn't get out, and then it bent awkwardly. Maybe. you know, again, we shouldn't be speculating, but
yeah,
it could
very
be like that hyperextension kind of feeling or look to it there as it was caught and he couldn't really bend it out. But he did not return. So who knows? We may have another injury to add to the list that already has Jordan Greenway, Josh Norris, and Tyson Kozak on the injury report already. Our injury report brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at St. Joseph Campus. Paul, earlier in the third, Tuck goes after Gajovic for his hit earlier in the game on Kulik. And, you know, just I'll read some tweets here in a minute on it, but most fans obviously were upset that there was no penalty called at all. For interference at the very least, but Tuck ends up going after him to get as much retribution as possible.
I have as much admiration as possible for Alex Tuck to do that, and I'm sorry. What in the world is Alex Tuck left to do that for? He should not be the guy doing this. Alex Tuck is too valuable to this hockey team. Where in the world is Connor Clifton? Where in the world is Malenstein? Lafferty? Those are the guys that are supposed to be doing this. Connor Clifton came from the Boston Bruins like this tough guy. You know, he's going to add some grit and some toughness to the defense. Where is he gone? Where has he been? He did it in the beginning when he got here. How in the world does he leave that for Alex? That's a second time now that he has left Alex Tuck to have to take care of something. I mean, or Malenstein.
Well,
I'm sorry. Alex Tuck, and as I said, I admire him for doing it, but he is not the guy. You don't want him getting in fights like that with the other guy's tough guy, and then you lose him for parts of the season, and he gets injured or whatever. Alex tries his best, but he's not a fighter. He's just not. And he usually gets himself in bad spots when he gets in fights. But he's a gamer, and he'll stick up for a teammate at any time. But why is he left to do it? That's my question. Where in the world are Connor Clifton, Malenstein, and Lafferty? Those are the guys that need to be doing that, not Alex Tuck or Tage Thompson.
Yeah. I think, Paul, if you said to me, give me five Sabres that you think are going to show up for their teammate, maybe three of the five, I want no part of them doing it. I think it's Thompson, I think it's Tuck, and I think it's Dahlin, and I don't want any of them fighting. I would put Krebs and Benson probably in there if I was going to give you five. But three of those five, as you are the most valuable players on this team, they're not fighters, but they are willing to go at it. So I want to give those three credit, Thompson, Dahlin, and Tuck, but I'll agree with you. I don't want them doing it. Somebody else should be stepping in before it has to get to those three doing it.
It was Dennis Gilbert, but he's been traded. You know, and though if Adams, you know, he'll have to address getting somebody like Gilbert, maybe he'll bring Gilbert back. I don't know. He'll be a free agent. But, you know, it'll have to be addressed in the off season. But I'm sorry. If nobody other than Tuck is willing to do it, nobody like Clifton or Malenstein or Lafferty, then get done up here for the rest of the year. I not that he, you know, he deserves to be in the NHL, but I can't have Alex Tuck doing this. I just can't. And if you got to bring Dunn up here, wave Lafferty. Whatever. If Lafferty doesn't want to do this, wave him and bring a guy up that will.
Yep. Paul Hamilton with us here. Let's get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Paul, I'm going to read a tweet from Bob because I think he wrote this. He wrote this 47 minutes ago, but I think he'll 100% agree with you. Bob says, Brian did, he wrote, not watching the game. He was commenting on the hit that I tweeted out. He said, not watching the game, Brian, but did Lafferty or Malenstein not get the chance to respond? Both are physical guys who have fought in the past. Rather have them throw down than have Tuck do it. Well, that's exactly what you just said. So I think he agrees there. CJ says, so stupid to have star offensive players like Tuck and Thompson fighting. This is why the Sabres need to at least get one off enforcer type of player. Paul, you just said that too. Very good.
You don't need an enforcer. Yeah. I need somebody who can play hockey. I don't need Rempe. I don't need Ryan Reeves. But I need somebody like Gilbert who can play hockey but can also help you out in those types of situations. I would give my left arm to somehow get Tom Wilson on a team I was being a GM of. If I had a team like the Sabres who really don't have anybody. I mean, Wilson is the ultimate power forward that can, you know, address situations. Even that guy in Columbus who has 18 goals now, the tough kid, Olivier, you know, yeah. that is like 145 minutes or 135 minutes in penalties. And, you know, they went after him, you know, when they – that I think that was the other one Tuck went after, isn't it? You know, the yep. Olivier might have been – I don't know. He went after somebody else because that's the way he is. He is the ultimate teammate. And, you know, but I don't need goons. I don't need – I need guys that can play hockey but can also address these types of situations.
Just a couple of more. Rhino Glove says, beyond the fact of getting – you cannot risk getting Tuck hurt, I don't want him off the ice for 5 minutes on top of it. Mm-hmm. Adams needs to do something. Yeah, that's probably absolutely. Also a fair point, too. You have one of your best players that now sits for 5 minutes, 100%. Yeah.
Especially in a game that, you know, you're at that point, had they tied – no, they hadn't tied it yet. So at that point, you're down. And now you're one of your hottest players who has points in 8 out of 9 games is now sitting for 5 minutes. So that's a good point.
Yeah. Good tweets. Thanks for sending them in here as we get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, Paul, let's finish up here with a look ahead of what's next. Tampa tomorrow. It's the final road game of the regular season. I would expect that we'll see James Reimer. And maybe the Sabres will not have Owen Power tomorrow. So that's unfortunate. As you said, that was not a nice look on the replay that we saw over here as it's been replaying during our postgame show.
Yeah, but that would put Bryson back in the lineup if Power were not able to go. Who, in my opinion, has been playing better. You know, they had the hiccup where Van Riemsdyk got behind them against Columbus. But as the team has played better and as Bernard Docker was his – made on defense. I haven't gotten too many tweets probably in the last 2-3 weeks ripping on Power, and people on the town love to rip on that kid. And I mean he is a lightning rod for criticism, but honestly it's really kind of ended, and I think the kid has played much better recently. You know, you don't want to see a major injury here because he's somebody that has to, you know, he has to put the work in during the summer. He's got to get stronger. And, you know, you don't want him to have to be rehabilitating some type of an injury, you know, that they got at the tail end of the season, because his off season is going to be important for him.
Yep. Well, Paul, all right, I'll let you go here. The national championship for the Frozen Four is going on. Western Michigan is up on BU right now 3-1 in the second. So you got half the game to still watch if you want it.
Oh, good. Good job.
All right. I'll let you go. Enjoy the game. Thanks for your work tonight. We'll talk tomorrow on the pregame at 5.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton with us here. Again, Sabres and Lightning tomorrow, 6. Paul and I will lead off pregame tomorrow at 5. Shootout victory for Florida, 3-2, the final. When we come back, we'll check the scores from around the NHL, update you on the standings, and get you a few more highlights from this one. But at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the post game, you can go to WGR550.com or listen in on the Odyssey app. 3-2, Florida wins it in a shootout over Buffalo. I'm Brian Kulziel. More post game in a moment. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Here's Zucker looking. Paterka back to Zucker's shot. That was a great shot. It goes high off the glass, and the Panthers come back. Chance racing up the ice for Boqvist. Boqvist stopped by Lucan and just got enough of that one as Boqvist cut to the front of the net.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's solid game. He faced 34 shots, made 32 saves, 2-for-3 in the shootout. That's your save of the game. Dan Dunleavy on the call, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Lindy Ruff just met with the media down in Florida, and an update on Owen Power. He says that he is unlikely to play today, tomorrow against Tampa, calling it a lower body injury. But the leg got caught under Verhaeghe as he was coming toward the net, and kind of a collision with three players. And I would expect that the Sabres, with them turning a quick turnaround, that we likely won't see Power tomorrow. So that's another update there on Power. All right, let's get the scoreboard check from around the league, brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, third period. Montreal trying to clinch a playoff spot, and they are still looking for a goal, as are the Leafs, their opponent, 0-0. Montreal and Toronto, 13 minutes to go in the third period. Also in the third in Chicago, Winnipeg, after being down 2-0, has taken a 3-2 lead on the Blackhawks. 2-2 between Utah and Dallas, early second period. There are three games coming up at 10. Minnesota's at Vancouver, Vegas hosts Nashville, and St. Louis is at Seattle. Finals from the afternoon games, shootout win for the Flyers. They beat the Islanders 4-3. Blue Jackets shut out the Capitals 7-0. Seven goals scored by Carolina as well. They beat the Rangers 7-3, and the Kings beat the Avalanche by a score of 5-4. Frozen Four, national championship going on right now, and they've just completed the second period, and it's 3-2, Western Michigan leading Boston University. So there's one period left in the national title. If you want to watch that game, it's on ESPN2. Let's go to the Masters now, as the play for today is now complete, of course, from Augusta National. Rory McIlroy is your leader, 12 under par. He and Bryson DeChambeau will be in the final group tomorrow. DeChambeau starts two shots back. He's at minus 10. Canadian Corey Connors, solo third. He's at minus 8. He'll be playing with Patrick Reed tomorrow, the former Masters champion. He's at minus 6. Also at 6 under, Ludvig Åberg. He, along with Scottie Scheffler, Jason Day, Shane Lowry, and Justin Rose, who led for the first 2 days, are all at minus 5. But, man, it sets up for a possible glorious rematch of that epic U.S. Open last year that we saw between McIlroy and DeChambeau, that DeChambeau ended up winning by one. But they'll go at it tomorrow with McIlroy up by two. All right, there's your sports update. Oh, by the way, I'll give you a Bandits score. They're at home right now against Halifax, 10-9. Buffalo in front in the third quarter. And Evan, is that game on the bet 15-20, I would assume?
Yeah, it's on the bet 15-20, yep. And if you're watching the game in Buffalo, it's also, I believe, it's on the CW local channel 11, I believe. So you can watch the game on TV as well.
Okay, good stuff there if you want Bandits. All right, well, the Sabres play their final road game of the season tomorrow at Tampa. There's only three left, and then next week home games against Toronto and Philadelphia. And with that, we want to thank our crew, but a special shout-out tonight to our network producer, Evan DePasquale. Evan and TJ Luckman have been our main producers all season. It's going to be TJ for the rest of these final three, but Evan, just want to personally thank you for your work all year on the Sabres broadcast. You and TJ do a wonderful job, make my job easy as host. So thank you personally for a job well done. Let's hope next year we get to have you guys and me all work playoff games for sure. So thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you for the kind words, Brian.
All right. That'll wrap things up. Again, 3-2. Florida wins in a shootout, and we'll thank the rest of our crew here, along with Evan. Want to thank Kyle Powell on our social media. You can check out his game story, WGR550.com. Of course, our great engineer is Tom Maddie, Paul Hamilton, our reporter. For our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Culzeal. I thank you for listening. Shootout victory for the Panthers over the Sabres, 3-2 to final. Sabres play their final road game of the year tomorrow, 6 o'clock in Tampa. Paul and I will start off the pregame show right here on WGR at 5. That'll do it for all of us here from the Sabres Radio Network crew. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.